Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Kicking off today's episode, let's talk about LXQt 2.3.0, the latest update for the lightweight Qt desktop environment, officially launched on the 5th of November 2025. This release stands out as one of the most significant steps forward for the LXQt project, focusing on enhancing support for Wayland, the modern display protocol poised to replace X11. Adopting a modular approach, LXQt now integrates smoothly with prominent Wayland compositors like Kwin, LabWC, and Neri, making the migration process far easier for users coming from the older X11 environment. On top of this, there have been upgrades to panel functionality, with users now enjoying better flexibility and reliability across desktop setups. Desktop switching has also seen notable improvements, addressing feedback from the community and making multitasking more seamless. If you're interested in the details, you can visit the LXQt release page to see the full changelog and feature list, definitely worth a look for open source desktop fans. But LXQt isn't the only headline this week, as the tech ecosystem keeps delivering on innovation and raising urgent questions for both users and stakeholders. Over at Google DeepMind, the Weather Lab team recently introduced an artificial intelligence forecasting model that's made waves in the world of climate tech. This new AI service, designed for hurricane prediction, has shown a 5-day error margin as low as 165 nautical miles, massively outperforming the traditional global forecast system, which came in at 360 nautical miles. For people living in cyclone-prone regions, this means more accurate, earlier warnings, and potentially life-saving preparation time. The rise of these AI-powered models signifies a huge shift in how we approach disaster resilience and weather forecasting on a global scale. While AI continues to take center stage, the environmental sector is also getting a tech-powered boost, with Brazil launching its Tropical Forest Forever facility, attracting worldwide attention. This facility is a major funding initiative, aiming to provide around $4 billion every year to over 70 countries dedicated to supporting forest conservation and preservation. Not only does this enhance Brazil's leadership in environmental sustainability, but it also sets a new benchmark for financial innovation in environmental action. It'll be fascinating to see how these funds drive local projects, incentivize preservation, and reshape economic priorities in forested regions around the globe. Technology, of course, remains at the heat of many industries, and there's been some interesting movement in the hardware and software landscapes. AMD recently contributed new capabilities to the LLVM compiler stack, specifically adding support for the BFloat16 format within SPIR version. For developers and researchers, this means even sharper tools for compute and artificial intelligence tasks, keeping AMD firmly at the cutting edge of innovation. Improvements like these are essential as the AI boom continues to reshape everything from processor architecture to the software that powers heavy-duty computation. Meanwhile, Apple has launched a web version of its iconic App Store, making it easier than ever to browse apps outside the confines of Apple's devices. While direct downloads from the web platform aren't available yet, this change signals a more accessible, open approach. Certainly something to watch as Apple adapts to growing regulatory and user pressures. Cybersecurity, though, is never far from our news cycle, and this week brings attention to a massive breach over in Sweden. Swedish IT supplier Milja Data experienced a significant cyber incident, which compromised the personal data of 1.5 million citizens. Authorities have launched investigations, scrutinizing the company's digital practices and raising broader concerns about GDPR compliance and how public services defend against threats. The incident highlights, yet again, the rising stakes in digital security, especially as services lean more heavily on network data, making privacy protection a top priority for both users and organizations. Shifting gears a bit, Ferrari, yes, the iconic Italian automaker, has forayed into the world of digital currencies. They've introduced a new digital token designed for bidding on the prized 499p Le Mans race car, aiming to draw a younger, tech-savvy clientele into the exclusive environment of luxury collectible cars. This move reflects an ongoing trend where brands are leveraging digital assets as status symbols and incentives for loyalty. And it'll be interesting to track how the market responds. In the realm of open standards, we're also set to see the release of ODF, or Open Document Format, version 1.4. The update zeroes in on improved accessibility and greater interoperability, making it easier to avoid vendor lock-in and empowering users to take control of their documents. As more organizations and governments pursue open standards for document management, ODF continues to play a central role in digital sovereignty. Closer to home, Australia is making global headlines with its new streaming content quotas for major online entertainment providers. The government now requires foreign-based platforms to dedicate a portion of their investments into local productions, supporting homegrown creative industries. This is set to ensure more Australian content reaches domestic and international audiences, giving a much-needed boost to writers, producers, and artists across the country. At the same time, it may spark conversations around globalization, diversity, and the challenges of balancing cultural protection with access to the world's best streaming content. Looking at the broader industry landscape, the tech sector is contending with some major economic and policy-driven challenges as well. For instance, the recent surge in DRAM prices, fueled in part by soaring demand from AI applications, has become a pressing issue for both end users and major businesses. Manufacturers have shifted priorities in their production lines, resulting in supply chain bottlenecks and, inevitably, higher costs for consumers and cloud service providers alike. It's a situation that could reshape how tech companies scale their infrastructure and pass on costs, especially in an increasingly AI-dependent market. Meanwhile, Europe is facing new urgency in its self-driving car sector, as American and Chinese firms continue to pull ahead in autonomous vehicle deployment and research. Industry leaders like Markus Willig from Bolt Technology have been vocal, calling for smart regulation and coordinated government investment to spur innovation locally. The risk here is not just market share loss, but a diminishing role in shaping global standards for mobility and safety. With the world speeding towards self-driving technology, these decisions made today will echo for decades. Turning our attention to the intersection of open source and AI policy, some critical conversations were sparked recently across academic, developer, and policy circles. There's a renewed focus on the complex relationship between open source freedoms and the unique characteristics of artificial intelligence platforms, particularly regarding usage, modification, and sharing. For modern AI systems, it's not just about the code anymore. Datasets and pre-trained models now play an equally pivotal role and must be considered part of the open source landscape. Policy in the United States continues to encourage the use of open source within federal government, but substantial momentum is happening at the state level. State legislatures are enacting new laws that oftentimes blur the line between developers making technologies and the deployers who put them into use, adding new legal risks to open source contributors. The open question is how to create regulatory frameworks that foster innovation while fairly distributing responsibilities and liabilities. Alongside policy, issues of fair use and rigorous data governance are surfacing as key pillars for building trustworthy AI. Discussions at the Open Source Initiative's Deep Dive Data Governance Conference called for consensus-driven frameworks that clarify how datasets can be ethically sourced, transparently documented, and responsibly used by both open source and commercial teams. Transparency, accountability, and collaboration have emerged as the foundational values bridging the gap between free software principles and the era of machine learning. AI infrastructure is only as strong as the people and processes governing its use. Shifting perspectives, let's talk about digital engagement among seniors, a demographic getting more digitally connected every year. Britain's National Centre for Gaming Disorders has reported treating 67 people over the age of 40 in just the last few years, with their oldest patient being a 72-year-old woman experiencing smartphone gaming addiction. Reflecting broader trends, latest Ofcom data reveals people over 65 are now online for more than 3 hours a day and spending over 5.5 hours watching broadcast television. While the internet brings undeniable social and cognitive benefits, there's growing concern about digital addiction and its effect on mental and physical health in aging populations. Recently, healthcare professionals and community groups have begun encouraging seniors to be mindful of screen time to support better health outcomes while staying connected. At the same time, there's recognition that embracing digital technology can combat loneliness and support lifelong learning, so the key is finding a healthy balance that maximizes benefits without negative side effects. As all these stories show, the digital and open source world is more interconnected, fast-moving, and disruptive than ever before. Whether it's the high-stakes challenge of AI safety, open standards and supply chains, environmental finance, or the human aspects of technology, one thing is clear. Our communities and industries depend on adaptability and collaboration. The LXQT 2.3.0 release gives us a taste of how far open source can go, and across all these stories, it's plain to see that policymakers, businesses, and users alike are shaping a future built on transparency, trust, and innovation. Thanks for listening.